Super Hits Kedaplapon San Red FM Morning Number 1. What's up, Shillong? As part of International Youth Week, Voice of the Youth, hashtag RRC Talks, we have Yarap Bahatik Shangret. Well, Yarap, pila ban penitu kembali dia nam tagi perang nong sengap kejungi.
Okay, hello everyone. My name is Yarap Bahatik Shangret and I'm from Nehu, currently pursuing my law degree there. I'm also in an organization called ISEC. It's the world's largest youth-run organization, and it's an affiliated organization with the United Nations.
There, Yarap, we are talking about HIV and AIDS, but a little bit on stigmatization. Lani kata ka junyo ben na kaliang chong ka imlang saalang, lani wa kaliang ka yeng kasam, kamtam ya ki brio ki ba yo lani ki ba im ringkat ka HIV.
Okay, over 2,300 youths are infected with HIV in Meghalaya. So can you imagine how many youths we've lost?
Yeah.
And I believe in something like we inherit this world from our ancestors, but we borrowed our life from our children.
Yeah.
So if we waste our youths, then we are wasting our future generations. So yeah, a lot of people will be, it all depends on the mindset, first things first. And I believe that, you know, even in our organization, we try to stress on mindset, because a lot of people, especially in our region, have a fixed mindset.
Yeah.
Where they do not care about others but themselves, and they treat people who are living with HIV as people who are dead to them.
Yeah.
I can say that because, you know, I've witnessed people who have these kind of problems and they're not being treated as normal as someone who's not affected by it.
Yeah.
If someone is infected by this virus, someone has the fear to tell someone, or it's an embarrassment to them. It would stay with them, and then, you know, these people living with HIV, they do not get cured, or they do not get the kind of facilities that are available for them to live a long life.
Yeah. Okay, talking about youth and addiction, a little bit from your end.
Okay, so one third of all the reported AIDS cases occur in young people of the age group of 15 to 29 years.
Yeah.
And the high risk groups are mainly youth, commercial sex workers, men who have sex with men, and infecting drug users. So here we have youths, and something related to that would be infecting drug users. When it comes to youth, we know that we're rising, new things are coming up. You know, when you're high and everything like that, you don't remember what kind of syringe that you use.
Yeah.
Or sometimes, you know, it's because, yeah, we're friends.
Yeah.
We're mates. We're brothers. It's okay to share.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no problem in it. But things can happen. And AIDS is something very dangerous.
Yeah.
But it is the responsibility. Even if I'm not using these things, I'm not doing these things, but it is my responsibility as a youth.
Yeah.
To be responsible of people who are living with HIV. So it depends on me, it depends on you to spread this awareness and to say that it's all right, but let's not do it anymore.
Yeah.
You know, something like that.
Okay, well, I agree on that. It's about time that we go out in the open and we're gonna share this message as well. And if you're shy enough to admit that we need to talk openly about this, we're giving a chance to HIV and AIDS as well. So we're gonna need to talk to the youth, and if you have to talk with your sons and daughters, please do it. It's better we have a talk directly at home, getting the first hand right information rather than to get information from the wrong people. Well guys, we'll be back, don't go anywhere. This is 93.5 FM. It's rocking.